The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A Lake Wacomas woman, this is from Fox 4, discovered a cherished item inside of a thrift store find. She believes it was mistakenly donated and wants to return it to the family of its rightful owner.
Oh.
A woman found an engraved wedding band at Savers, a thrift store off Berry Road in Kansas City, Missouri.
Aw.
Now she wants to find the family it belongs to. Says Carly Goss, it's kind of romantic when you find something like this. She scored the ring by buying a vintage bag for $3.99. Inside of the ring, I think it's inside of the ring, she says it says it's made in Western Germany. Or maybe it's the bag. Sorry, the vintage bag. Says it's made in Western Germany inside. It's great quality. I know it's old. It smells like cigarettes.
Ha!
But Goss found the real treasure tucked inside the jewelry pouch, a gold ring. She believes it's a woman's wedding band.
Aww.
It is engraved. The name Heinz is written on the inside.
Well, you're not supposed to tell everybody. You're supposed to say, I have something, and I'm not going to say what it is, but if you think it's yours, here's how you reach me, and you have to describe it.
Well, you'd probably have to prove that your name or your mother's name was Heinz.
Do you know that the stuff that ends up at Savers or wherever, I mean, that could have come from anywhere. It's probably regional. It's not necessarily local.
There's also a date, 1932.
Well, let's just give it all away.
No, I'm just reading the story.
Did you say it was Savers?
Yes.
I know for a fact, because I know people who used to work at Savers, that is local. Whatever comes into their donation door is what
really
goes on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. I donate at Savers from time to time, yep.
That's the only thrift store I use.
She put it up on social media. It's been shared more than 260 times. She's hoping to get the treasure back in the hands of the family that it belongs to. Clearly, if it was given in 1932, that was 92 years ago.
Yeah, it would be your grandmother or your...
Whoever it was given to is gone. But maybe their grandchildren or great-grandchildren are still around.
Huh. Good for her. They're trying to find the owner. I mean, that's a tall order, but you never know.
Yeah.
Well, it's like when the thrift stores stumble on a purple heart.
Yeah.
I've never figured that out.
How you donate a purple heart from your family?
Or why would somebody buy one?
I think it's accidentally donated. Like I accidentally donated my signed George Brett jersey that says Wright 98-1 on it.
Did we ever find that?
No.
Nobody reached out?
No, but I did talk to my buddy who runs that estate, you know, liquidation company.
Right.
And I said, out of curiosity, what is the craziest thing that someone ever accidentally liquidated? And he said, oh, you would be shocked. And then they realize, oh my gosh, I want that back, and it's too late.
You mean like a signed Royals jersey from George Brett?
Yes, like that. Or
that has your name and 98-1 in the back?
He said gold bars. Like there have been times where the family just says, liquidate everything, we're done. And then he'll get a call a couple days later, oh my God, we forgot the gold bars in the basement. And he's like, once it's out, he has a crew come in and clean it out. Once it's out, it's out.
So what do they do with it? Do they just have like a big giant warehouse that people can go to?
Or they sell it piece by,
they probably contract with a consignment store.
Yep.
Contract.
Which is why that reminded me of Savers. Like you just never know what you're going to find when someone is done with say a house that, you know, you're done with, and you just at the end are like, take everything. I don't care anymore.
Like Couches to Curios up on 103rd and Metcalf is a consignment store.
But like, I'm being serious. I pity you. I feel sorry for you because I still have my Royals jersey.
I'll get it back.
And you don't. And But didn't you, like, when you were getting ready to have the people come over to sell everything in the house that you hadn't taken out, didn't you, like, go through your closet and
I told the kids, I go, look, this is the date. You've got, you know, 48 hours left. And I did. I did go through there, but I don't know why I wouldn't have
grabbed the jersey.
Grabbed that.
I could never do something like that because I can't leave a hotel room without checking every single crevice 15 times.
I've gone back upstairs at a hotel because I have OCD so bad, and I'm petrified that I've left something in the room.
It scares me how alike we are.
I know.
So, I'm just like, take all of it. I'll figure it out later. Can I get that back? No.
It sounds blissful.
All right, quick break here at the bottom of the hour. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. By the way, if you do have the jersey, by the way, says right on the back, and it's of no use to anybody else but her because her jersey number was 98.1. 98.1. So if you have it, would you please consider selling it back to her?
And if not, well, I got to buy it? If not, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to tell our friends over at the Royals, can you just get me another 98.1 jersey? And then I'll just side door it and
stand outside George Brett's house?
No, I'm not going to stalk George, but yeah, it's probably
anymore.
Much more likely to get it done that way than it is to randomly find that. It's probably in the bottom of a landfill somewhere.
913-586-7798, 586-7798.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.